In this gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 13, verses 1 to 23, especially verses 10 to 16. In that chapter, God, addressing Judah, Jerusalem, through the prophet Ezekiel, warns them they are trusting in false prophets and their dreams, their visions. God sees through it, and when the judgment comes, these dreams will prove to be just that, nothing but dreams. God uses a graphic, powerful picture. He speaks of the Jews thinking they can protect themselves against God's wrath by building walls of their own, by erecting walls out of loose rubble, loose stones, lath and plaster, you might say. And along come these priests, and they oblige the people by putting an air of sanctity upon it, a religious air upon it. God likens it to whitewash. These prophets, these false prophets, daub the walls, these walls which are no walls at all, but just heaps of rubble. They daub it with whitewash, and they give it this air of sanctity. And God, through the prophet, warns the Jews that when the deluge comes, as it will, his wrath, wind, rain, storm, the walls will be swept away, rubble, lath and plaster, stones, and the whitewash, and it'll all prove to be what it was from the beginning, useless. And God warns the Jews not to trust in their own building their way out of the wrath of God. However sanctified, inverted commas, it might appear to be, made religious by these prophets. The lesson is plain and applies to us today. For you see, my friend, I was born under the wrath of God, a sinner, and so are you, and under the condemnation of God. And unless we get a protection, a deliverance, a salvation, a redemption from that judgment, we shall perish. Now, men instinctively, naturally, try to work their own way out of this wrath. They erect their own walls, their own works, their observances, their ceremonies, their sincerity, their religion, their respectability, or whatever. And along comes the professional, a theologian, priest, prophet, pastor, call him what you will. Along he comes, and he'll cover it all over with this air of sanctity, this whitewash. But it won't do. They can sprinkle water on us. They can give us ceremonies and rites. They can say nice, pleasant things to us. But in the end, it's all our own works. And in the day of wrath, and that day of wrath is coming, Christ is returning, and the day of judgment will come. We shall appear before him in his judgment. What then? All our own works, all our own efforts, and all these rites and ceremonies, however sanctified, inverted commas, by the ministrations of professional priests and pastors, whatever, will all come tumbling down. I warn you. I speak out of love for you. I urge you, do not trust in your own efforts or works to get rid of this judgment of God, to pass it. There is only one defense. Jesus said that he alone is the way to God. Peter said in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, there is salvation in no other person, no other name, only the name of Jesus Christ. So I urge you to trust his blood and righteousness. Call upon the name of the Lord now. Give up your own efforts to save yourself. You cannot work your own salvation. It is not of works, lest any man should boast, but all of the free grace of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. So I urge you, I plead with you, do not trust in rubble and whitewash. Beware of it. Look to the Lord Jesus Christ. He alone is the Savior of sinners. Will you not call upon him now and say, not only does Christ save sinners, he saves me, a sinner, in particular. So call upon him, and everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved, and that includes you.